Wave Radio. Welcome, everyone, to another fun-filled fact, wonderful word. My name's Johnny Moto. I'm in the desert, Las Vegas, Nevada, Trade Show Convention Center, in the middle of the Kramer booth, C6825. I'm surprised I got that right this time. I'm sitting here with
Victoria Barella, and yes, we are in the Kramer booth, but we have a wonderful guest from another company.
Hi, I'm Todd Heberlin with Almo Pro AV.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for being here.
I was trying to get my radio voice there. How was it?
It's better than mine. Mine's a bit raspy, dried out, desert-ish.
Well, it's a desert, yeah.
Yeah. Now, as it is day three of Infocom 2016.
And everyone's crawling away because they don't want to use their feet anywhere to walk around.
I'm assuming, if you're here, who's at the Alma booth manning all those people trying to get you your goods?
You know, we started setting up cots about an hour ago. Yeah. I think they're in the conference room meeting. So, no, we got a few guys here. We still got a few guys. We got a breakdown after the show. So we got some guys sitting there at the booth.
Yep.
Now, what if I were to walk over there right now, what's the one thing that I need to see?
Well, it's probably the thing that I set up. So, you know, that's the most exciting thing for me.
Well,
we
did
a lot. You know, it's not anything nobody's seen before. It's a pinwheel format. It's a video wall that's in the shape of a pinwheel. You can't really see how cool it is just because the ease of use of the product that we use from the Choreomaster to create the content on the pinwheel is really the key component, and you can't really see how easy it was to use. So obviously everybody's seen one of those pinwheels, a little different shape video walls, but the fact that the putting it up was the hard part and putting the content on it was the easy part is kind of what I like to show people.
Okay. Now, you may or may not know, by the timeless face on my Millennial Z, I jokingly say, next to me. But she's very well experienced. For 1 year in the industry, a bachelor's degree in live and install sound, graduated from Columbia College, and mentored through Infocom's Educator of the Year with another mentor, Hope Roth, good friend. She has been in the industry for about 1 year, right? Now, that's not the world of experience, but all those things and accomplishments I just said, that's a good start, right?
I would say so.
Now, she may not be 20 years in the industry like some of the major players. Perhaps you can give her and anyone else, regardless of age, some tips on things to look forward to about once, you know, we're getting into the industry, what to expect maybe, or...
Well, you know, I don't know if I could say what to expect. That's one of the cool things about the industry is you never know what to expect,
okay.
You know, and coming to the Infocom show, that's a shameless plug, and I don't even have anything to do with the Infocom show, is a way you actually can view the kind of the up-and-coming products.
Sure.
You get to meet the manufacturers, talk to them. Each manufacturer has their own experts that kind of have an idea of what the... you know, what they're going to come up with next year or the year after, or year after that. And getting to meet one of those guys and talk with them, spend some time just chatting it up and picking their brain is usually the best way to learn.
Okay.
Obviously, ask questions. Infocom has a, you know, the CTS exam that they do and the CTS classes. That's a good way to learn the technology behind it. But obviously, knowing the products or what's up and coming is just the manufacturer. They usually have a roadmap. A lot of times they have their, like, if you look over at Samsung, I know people listening can't see, but Samsung has their little super secret room in the back that you have to get a little secret pass to go see what's up and coming.
Where is that at?
It's the Samsung booth right over there.
No, the secret room.
Oh, it's in the back.
I'll be right back, you guys. You finish this out, I gotta go. I just want to be invited.
I went to it last year, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The room, so.
Usually have those, you know, cool products. They're more like those, you know, car. When you see the car shows, you see the really fancy car that never comes out. A lot of that's like that, but it gets a good idea of what the capabilities are. It's just a matter of whether they'll be feasible enough or whether people want to pay the money to actually implement them.
Yeah, gotcha. Now, for people who are listening right now, it's we're winding down day three, right? Maybe I didn't make it to the show, or maybe someone listening right now isn't even at the show. Maybe it's the week after the show. Where can we learn more about the company?
Well, to learn more about our company, www.almoproav.com.
Do we really need the triple W's now?
I know. Really. I mean, now with... I know. But I've been told to say that. It sounds ridiculous to me.
Okay.
It's almoproav.com.
I like the W's, but Johnny
is picking at everyone's
brain. I just
prefer my almoproav.com without the W's.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't blame you. Why fill up on the W's?
Give us a fun fact about yourself.
I'm
Superman?
Yes, actually. I don't know.
Kent.
I don't have any fun facts.
Give us a fact. Doesn't have to be
I loved a mountain bike. There's a fact.
Awesome.
Cool.
What kind of bike do you have?
I have a, what is it, a Rockhopper by Specialized.
Me too. High five. Seriously. Actually, hardtail.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've got both the hardtail and the full suspension.
Oh, why you got to rub it in, man? I've been lusting after the full suspension. All right, we're not talking about this anymore.
Yeah. That's what really fit in.
All right. Well, anything else that we should mention before we kind of drift off into the cloud?
I'm sure they probably mentioned it, the other Almo guys that were interviewed, but Almo recently acquired IAVI.com, so we're now the largest pro AV distributor in the industry.
What?
There you go.
I don't feel like they mentioned that. I feel like that's probably some newsworthy news.
Well, it's very newsworthy, so, and we have a little bit, some press releases. You can find that at not www, but just almoproav.com.
He gets nice. It. Victoria, any questions?
No, just thank you for coming by.
Well,
and
thank you for
spending
having me.
Time with us and Johnny's weirdness and all of it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not weird, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute on Rave Pubs Radio.